Hey guys, welcome to Photos by Mike's podcast, where we discuss entertainment news, entertainment equipment, and current events. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's topic. Hey guys, it's Mike of Photos by Mike, and today I want to talk about one of my favorite parks, my home park, San Diego SeaWorld. I've done a podcast about SeaWorld San Diego before, but I just wanted to do an update podcast for those of you who live in or plan to visit the San Diego area. First of all, SeaWorld is a great place to check out the wet wildlife. While San Diego does have a great zoo to visit, nobody does wet and wild like San Diego SeaWorld. Here, you can see beluga whales, sharks, harbor seals, orcas, bat rays, Monterey eels, pilot whales, sea turtles, penguins, sea otters, flamingos, dolphins, sea lions, and now SeaWorld San Diego is excited to share that in 2024, guests will be able to go into the new mesmerizing world of underwater wonder at a brand new Jewel of the Sea, which is a jellyfish experience exhibit. First of its kind for the SeaWorld parks, but not the first of its kind for San Diego, because we do have the wildlife or the sea life exhibit up in La Jolla. But it's the first of its kind in the SeaWorld parks. It's a jellyfish experience that is the newest immersive and interactive aquarium at the park. Guests to the new exhibit will be greeted by a kaleidoscope of colors, shapes, and three unique galleries, as if diving into the heart of the ocean. As a premier destination that combines education and fun through close-up animal encounters, marine life-themed rides, and attractions, and exciting entertainment, the new jellyfish experience adds to SeaWorld's already immense lineup of animal habitats, presentations, and encounters. All the 2024 pass members will receive previews to the exhibit and be one of the first to view and walk through the multi-room aquarium before the exhibit opens to guests in 2024. I can't wait to tell you all about it, because I got my season pass. That's right, I'm a platinum pass member, and as you could tell, I was reading a little bit off of a script. But I can't wait to go there and visit and see what this is going to be like. San Diego SeaWorld is known for all of its different things that it puts into it. It's going to be over by the Explorers Cafe. It's already boarded off and closed off in that area. So when you get over there, you'll see where they're building up the new aquarium area for the jellyfish encounter. Next, there are three major animal shows that San Diego SeaWorld does, and that's the Orca Encounter, where you can connect with the orcas and see their living experience. It's been downgraded from the actual Shamu show, because that's when the little incident happened with the blackfish thing, and we don't talk about that anymore, like we don't talk about Bruno. The Dolphin Adventures, where you get introduced to some high flying bottlenose dolphins. It's a pretty cool show. I really love it. I enjoy it. I go at least once every 3 months to see the show. Also, the Sea Lion and Otter Spotlight, which is an educational, funny presentation featuring California sea lions and Asian small clawed otters. It used to be like a shipwreck show, but they've changed it. It's not so much as a entertainment show as it is an educational show now. But they still do some entertainment. Some of the funny stuff is still in there. So if you drop by and want to see one of those three shows, it would be a good idea to do it. The park also has season and special events, and shows like the Christmas show, the Thanksgiving show, Halloween show. And right now, from January the 27th to February the 25th, they have the Mardi Gras, which is open at SeaWorld. You really want to go check this out. It's pretty fun. I'm getting ready to go again this weekend to see it. It's going to be a real good time. Now, the park has the best thrill and family rides in San Diego, which includes 6 major rides and 7 kid-friendly rides. The first kid-friendly rides, Fun Family, are invited to enjoy Tentacle Twirl, Sea Dragons Drop, Octorok, Aqua Scout, Rescue Rafter, Rescue Rider, Tide Pool, and the Tide Pool, which is where you can actually touch the animals. Right now, the Tide Pool is closed, but it will reopen, so you could go in and touch the fish. That's in the area where they took out the Tidal Twister, which I'm so glad they got rid of that ride. It's gone for good, thank goodness. But it was a waste of ride space, and I didn't really like it, as you could tell. But that's where the Tide Pool will be coming back, and they're probably going to put another aquarium back in that area also. So there are a lot of walkthrough exhibits, like the penguin exhibit, and there's the shark exhibit, which has the walk through the tunnel where the sharks are swimming over your head. They also have a turtle reef where you can see the turtles and stuff like that. So those are open exhibits that are there. But when you get to the thrill rides, and that's what we're coming up to next, you have for the thrill seekers, the new Arctic Rescue, which is a fast, it's the longest 28,000 foot track, straddle coaster on the West Coast. Or you can experience the Emperor, which is the tallest, fastest, and largest dive coaster in California. You get that heart pumping feel when you get on the Eel, which is a multi-launch coaster. And I really think the Eel is faster than the Emperor. But once you get on the Emperor and do the first drop, it's like 34 seconds before you're finished. So it's really fast. But I think the Eel is faster in some of the areas. I think the Eel gets up to close to 60 miles an hour. But the Electric Eel is there. And that one kind of worries me, because you got that mid-hang-in-the-air corkscrew that you do at the top, which it kind of sends my stomach for a loop. But if you're a thrill seeker, you probably love it. And then you have one of the park favorites, which is the Manta, which has 2 launches. It's a really fast ride. It's not really fast. It's about 45 miles an hour. But it's the world's largest stingray ride. and then you can make a splash and cool off at the water rides that they have. One is like a flume ride, and the other is like just a raft ride. It's the Shipwreck Rapids. It's like the raft ride. And Journey to Atlantis is like a flume ride with a long drop at the beginning. Now, you got to remember, the San Diego area doesn't allow the roller coasters over 150 feet. So we have a limitation. And you'll probably hear about that in a little bit, because I'm going to get to some other stuff. But right now, I'd like to give a shout out to the park president, which is Jim Lake. This guy is a really nice guy. You think that the park president would be like, you know, up there and looking down on his people. Not Jim. Jim goes right down there. I've seen him actually picking up paper on the ground around some of the attractions, walking around the park. And he's really easy to talk to. He's a really nice guy. I mean, I really like this guy. He's pretty cool. I don't know what, you know, I'm seeing him from my side as a visitor. I don't know what his employees are saying about him, but I'm just telling you from my side, he's a really personable guy. You can really go up and just talk to him. His name's Jim Lake. He's got a background in amusement parks like you wouldn't believe. He actually worked for Disney for a while. And, as a matter of fact, he started off as, and don't let him know I told you this, he started off as a parking lot attendant at Disneyland, or Disney World. So, and then he went through Disney World and a couple of other parks and to Disneyland. And he got his way up the chain of command, chain of ladder, and well, and guy's pretty smart. He's got his BS in liberal arts, and he's got a master's in organizational leadership. So I figure he's a pretty cool guy. I like him. Every time I get a chance, if I see him, I'll talk to him, pull him over, and say, "Hey, Jim, what's going on?" Which brings me to my next thing. So I'm walking through the park, and I'm not going to tell you the associate's name, but he tells me that there is plans to bring a standing coaster like the pipeline that's in Orlando to SeaWorld San Diego. Now, they're going to put it in the front area by the Explorer Cafe on the other side of where the jellyfish exhibit is going. And it's going to push out into the parking lot a little bit. But it's going to be just like the one in Orlando. Now, you got to remember, there's a 150 feet height limit here in San Diego. And the tracks have to be blue. But those tracks are blue. And the ones that are in Orlando. So they should mesh right in. And it should be a really good attraction to go right here in San Diego. It'll really bring it in. So hopefully we'll start seeing something happening this year and into next year. And maybe it'll open by the end of next year or the beginning of 2026. Probably. If that's the case, then we'll have another roller coaster here in San Diego, a fun roller coaster, which is really propping up San Diego. As you know, they moved all the Sesame Street stuff from the SeaWorld Park to Sesame Place, which is probably going to be in my next podcast, and we'll talk about what's going on over there. But for right now, that's what's happening in SeaWorld San Diego. I hope you guys like this podcast. If you did, please like it. And please like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's right. Hit that subscribe button to my YouTube channel. And follow me on TikTok, too. As always, I'm Mike of Photos by Mike, making life stand still one picture at a time. We'll see you on the flip-flop. Bye. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please come and join us again on iHeartRadio, Podbean, Amazon Music, or Player FM app.